the show today, we have People Trust Federal Credit Union's very own Ty Robbins talking about how they've empowered a remote workforce to ignite some really cool member service during this crazy time we're in. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Ty Robbins from People's Trust Federal Credit Union. Ty, how are you?
You know, I'm doing pretty well, all things considered.
Considering.
How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm same way. We are doing all right. Considering we were just talking before the recording, cabin fever. That's, you know, kids are bouncing off walls, that type of stuff. So, but other than that, we're doing all right.
Yeah, no, things march on, and we're doing pretty well, all things.
Good deal, good deal, good to hear it. So, you guys are there at People's Trust, and I was just on your website, and right up front, you guys have a fantastic message on your it's all coronavirus, we're here to help, and it's just a huge message saying that we're basically here for you. So I applaud you guys doing that on your homepage. It looks really, really good.
You know what? I'm sure Patrick in marketing is going to love hearing that. The reality is that most of our conversations in the last several weeks start one of two ways. How are we taking care of each other, and how are we taking care of our members?
Yeah.
And I'm pleased to say I think we're doing a great job at both.
Indeed, indeed. It sure sounds like it, for sure. And so you guys are, you've kind of ignited member service and empowered a remote workforce through this time. And I understand there's a lot of credit unions out there, obviously, well, most, if not all, are doing stuff remotely now because they have to. So what was your experience doing the remote thing? I mean, getting folks home, getting them on VPNs and all this type of stuff. How was that process? Because I think there's a lot of credit unions out there who struggled with that and who might still be struggling with that.
Sure. And our story is kind of interesting because People's Trust is in Houston. So our business continuity plan has always included a pretty strong component of remote work in the event that, you know, we had to use a canoe to get to the branch or some such thing. And so we have a couple of paradigms. When I came here back in 2017, one of my primary concerns was the small, talented team that I was leading and how they would be able to support a larger organization in the event that we were in some kind of business continuity disaster recovery situation. And so we started the conversation early on with our partner, Pure IT, to virtualize everything because it just reduced our burden. And so it's clear to understand that we've kind of got a before and after when it comes to remote work. And in fact, right now we're employing both. Because we spent 2019 virtualizing our server infrastructure, while we're actually re-virtualizing it on a more robust platform. And then the plan was to deliver 100% virtual desktops, whether you were in the office or not, by June. And so when this all landed, the question was, can you go any faster? And the team really rose to the challenge, both on both sides, my team here in the office and Pure IT. And so what we did was we, you know, put some of the details aside and said, okay, this is what we need to do to get people working from home so they can serve the member in its most basic form. So we still haven't necessarily worked out some of the details with peripherals and how it's going to look in the branch, but we were able to take about half of our workforce that was on the legacy system with VPNs that are integrated with our Meraki network and send them home immediately. And then we ordered in a whole bunch of inexpensive Chromebooks, got people logged in on those as guests, and running our virtual desktops through an encrypted website. So they didn't even have to install anything.
That's awesome.
We also said, look, you know, if we run down into a shortage of equipment, then if you've got a computer at home already and you can actually open this website, then you should be able to do the fundamentals. And so that involved things like, you know, giving all 100% of our virtual branches gone. They're working from home. They're using our phone system to forward to their cell phones, and they're in the call queues running as normal.
Wow.
And really the only complaint is, where's my screen space? What happened to my dual monitor?
Yeah, really.
And certainly that's something we might address in the future, because now we're coming to realize how easy it is to virtualize some of our functions.
Yeah.
And so as we continue to grow, as we start bursting at the seams of our relatively new building, we have a whole bunch of new options here. But the long and short of it is with the exception of peripheral driven work, specifically like check printing, or really printer use is the driving factor. If you can do your work from home, people are doing it. And so the only people who come in are, you know, half of my team is here supporting, the other half is working remotely. We have closed a number of our smaller branches that were on walled campuses and such. And so those people have been redeployed and jumped into the queue in new roles to help with virtual branch, to help with collections, mm-hmm. to help ease the burden of members' anxieties.
Yeah.
So we're just taking a ton of calls to say, look, we're not coming for your money right now. Collections is more about soothing people in their time of concern.
Yeah.
And so we've been able to deploy frontline branch staff into those roles, again, with the virtual solution, the virtual desktop solution. Mm-hmm. And so it really has been 2 weeks of just the most frenetic work. And now today, I don't think we've had more than two or three support calls because, you know, we got the initial rollout right.
Yeah, that's what it takes. Yeah.
You know, and full credit. I mean, I've got staff here. Well, all of my staff, Killian, Maggie, Raleigh, have been working with Trent and Mike and Terry over at Pure IT mm-hmm. to get enough of the details handled to roll this out correctly. Mm-hmm. And it's been a fabulous effort, not without some frustration, not without, I mean, you know, to say anything went perfectly would be ridiculous. It was the best emergency collaboration I've ever seen. And I used to be in the fire service.
Yeah.
As an EMT and yeah. assistant chief of a volunteer fire department. And,
right.
Crisis response was extreme here, and they did a great job. My partner in crime over there, Brett, in our department, he leads the people on the ground, and he did a fantastic job too. I couldn't say any of this without all of the hard work that went into it. And so I don't want to delude anybody. It is a lot of hard work, but
oh, yeah.
If you've got the right planning in place, you can really pull it off.
Well, and this is something that there's really no template for what's happening right now. I mean, there's some sort of baseline, there's a foundation for it, but
yeah.
a lot of people out there are doing stuff on the fly. They're improvising and they're doing fabulous, like you guys are doing a fabulous job. And this allows you to really take your member service to another level, even though most everyone's working remotely. It's amazing what's going on out there.
It really is. I mean, we've been getting feedback. There was a woman who posted to our social media the other day because we automatically rolled out payment skips on several credit products, just implemented. And we've done that in the past.
Yeah.
So our remote workforce was able to use our former guidance and get that rolled out. And the woman was notified and she's like, I'm homeschooling. I'm going crazy. I'm going off the walls. And I'm also furloughed. And you just made it so I could breathe for another wow. month. So thank you. I mean, those are the stories. That's why we do it. I mean, that's why we're engaged. And mm-hmm. so, you know, technology is just the enabler for us to tell those
yeah.
stories with the member.
Yeah.
And so far, all of the stories with our member are just like that. They're fantastic. People saying, gosh, thank you. You really are, you know, helping us catch our breath in a moment of crisis.
Yeah.
And that's the best you can hope for. And, it's, you know, it's why we all
yeah.
work in this industry and why I come to work every day.
And I hear stories like that. I love hearing stories like that. And we're all living in the present, basically, right now. But I take another step. I take it like when we're on the backside of this thing, we're on the downside of this thing, you know, that those stories are what's going to resonate really, really well with the members and enhance that loyalty and that trust with you. That's what's going to keep them there because you guys had their backs basically in yeah. times like this. So this is huge. And the technology part of the story there has enabled you to do that type of stuff. So
absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I just like being able to be in a position to say, look, if you can't be here because you've got concerns or you've got childcare problems or you've got your own underlying health issues that you don't want to disclose, you can work from home. Go.
Yeah.
Just here. And the cool part is the way that we've rolled it out is, you know, here's a $200 Chromebook.
Yeah.
It's a zero investment. You know,
right.
take
right.
this thing. In fact, I'm not going to mind if something befalls it. This is not an asset that we're going to protect like you would. And,
right.
and it comes with all of the security that we've come to expect.
Yeah.
We're going to sit down and we're going to take it to our enterprise risk management and just rake it over the coals next week to make sure. But we already had all of those things in process. So I expect it to be a very good conversation and not find that we're in any weaker position, and in fact, possibly even a stronger position than we were, because the encryption on portal is higher than it was with the VPN.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt,
so,
no doubt.
So, you know, there are always those concerns, though, but we're mitigating those as much as possible by keeping it really basic. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, let's focus on the fundamentals for ourselves and for everybody.
Yeah, and in the description here, before we started talking here, was you say that it's an example of strategic leadership to live the service mission. Can you expand on that? Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, I have always, and you and I think we've talked about this in other contexts, I have always striven for service, to be of service to somebody. As a leader, I find myself seeing that leadership paradigm as being of service to the team that I lead, as well as to the other leaders that I partner with.
Right.
And the point is that all of the things we do in the credit union space are leading toward our service mission to the member. And everything we do needs to start with that as the lens with which we make a decision. And so if you start with that service focus, then the strategic plan unfolds in front of you. And whether that results in, for instance, just to be completely transparent, this virtual desktop paradigm was going to save us hours of support. It was going to simplify hardware support. It actually was more cost effective than the way we were doing our computing previously. So we were doing it for several strategic reasons, so that we could have more return to the member, so that we could have, and in fact, it's starting to sound like a rerun of when I was pitching the idea to the board a couple of years ago. You know, the whole point is this is just a good business decision, and we also get this ridiculous benefit of business continuity and disaster recovery that far exceeds what we're doing today. Yeah. That's a byproduct of making a good decision for a service-based reason.
Yeah.
And so the kind of outcomes that you weren't thinking about, but that we're realizing, is everything runs faster all of a sudden. The workflow, whenever you're putting into that kind of a fundamentals mode, become simpler, and people actually become more cognizant of it. And now we're getting recommendations on how to simplify it, because they're only focusing on the fundamentals right now instead of all of the other whirlwind that goes on inside the virtual branch or in other operations. So you really do, especially now, like you said, living in the present and focusing almost entirely on the present, find yourself being able to make even more service-based strategic decisions for what happens next. So, you know, we delivered an 80-20 proposition here. We solved 80% of the problems with 20% of the work to solve this crisis.
Wow.
So we still have, 80% of the work to get into the details of the 20%. Yeah. So this is not a one and done. And we still have to address all of the nuances of what workflow looks like when we get back to whatever the new normal becomes. But in doing so, now what we've got is this really kind of a critical lens that everybody's focused on to help us do it. Normally, it would be IT with some reluctance while operations gets on with operations. But now it's all prime in that focus. It's in the magnifying glass, and it's in the mirror too. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking at it from both directions, saying, okay, what does it look like when we get back to opening a teller line in a branch on one of those walled campuses? How do we do it better? What does it look like for this solution in that location and that workflow? And so it really is proving to be almost a revolutionary change that we're facing.
Oh,
and unlike being in a mode of resistant to change, everybody's looking forward to it because it really let them continue right now. They saw the value immediately. And I would be the last person to want to capitalize on this kind of a crisis, but the benefit of everybody just having to embrace it has been huge for adoption as well as suggestion for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that. I mean, what would have been a pretty drudge to completion in June, with probably reluctant acceptances now going to be the next 3 months of just, how do we make it even better? How do we improve it? And, mm-hmm. and what does it look like the next time we have? I mean, we could be in this boat in Houston in July, August, September with a hurricane.
Right, right.
And here we go again. So, I mean, since I've moved here, I think we've exercised business continuity. This will be the third or fourth time. So we do it quite frequently. I've only been here about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We do it quite frequently, and it's just getting better and better and better.
Yeah.
And having the right tools is really the key.
Yeah, I like how you guys are looking down the line as well. And this is kind of the proverbial silver lining to what to what's going on right now. Last question for you, because I know you got to get back to work. What advice do you have there? Just real quickly, what advice do you have for Creightons out there who might be on the fence or who might be struggling a little bit in this area?
Well, the first thing is to you've got to start with an open mind. You got to look at all of the possibilities versus the legacy mindset. I've said this, in fact, I even think I said it the last time you and I talked. The number one destroyer of innovation in our industry is that's the way we've always done it. And I think everybody needs to forget about that,
mm-hmm.
because in this particular crisis, I don't think we're ever going to get back to normal. I think we're going to be adapting to a continually evolving new normal.
Mm-hmm.
And that requires new solutions. So the way we've always done it is no longer relevant. So get that out of your head and be open-minded to what you can do with what you've got right now, and then start allocating and planning for what you can do.
Agree.
I think that's really the only way forward.
Yep, I agree. I agree. All right, Ty. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. I know you're
sure,
a busy
Mike,
guy.
It's great.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. This will be a huge help to a lot of Creightons out there, I'm sure. So,
well,
good stuff.
The one last thing I'd say, sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, no.
I don't have any secret sauce. So anybody wants to look me up and ask the questions, everything we do here at People's Trust is an open book. Everything that I'm doing with Pure IT can also be something they can help you with. We can help you find solutions. This is people helping people. That's the mission.
Oh yeah.
So if I can help you out there, give me a call. I'm here to help. There's no mystery. So please reach out.
You got it. That's the beauty of our industry. For sure,
Absolutely.
Sir. For sure. Sharing and caring. All right. All right, Ty.
Mike, you take care.
You too. And you too. All right. Stay.